sorry for making you sit in your car longer than you hoped. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?
All right, we're back on the phone with Greg. He and Kim went out on a date on New Year's Day. Kim said that she had a really good time. Said, though, that maybe he was, you know, kind of maybe a little taken aback by her appearance because an old profile photo on the online dating app didn't quite match up or was a little older.
Yes.
So maybe he was expecting someone maybe a little younger. But Greg said that he had a good time. You said he had a good time, Greg, and you said it's a little difficult to explain why you haven't called her back. So have you, kids, try, because we're in the dark here.
So my ex-girlfriend just delivered our daughter.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, goodness. Congratulations, yeah, Greg. Congrats. That's exciting.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah. So I've been taking care of her.
Okay. Are things between you and your ex officially over, or it has the baby and everything maybe given you a different perspective? Are you trying to reconcile?
Oh, man. We are so done. My ex and I are totally split up. Like, we're not right for each other. But I'm just trying to do right by her and by our kid now.
Right, of course. Okay, so that's a lot going on. Yes. Obviously, maybe this did not come up with Kim, but we do have Kim on the phone with us. She has been listening in. Kim. You heard what Greg had to say. He just had a baby, him and his ex.
Yeah, wow. So you didn't think to tell me that on the first date when people typically get to know each other? And then you just ignored me?
I didn't really know how to bring it up on the first date, and I was having such a fun time with you that I was thinking maybe there would be a second date where I could bring it up, and then didn't get the chance to do that because I had to rush to the hospital.
Right. Then the baby came. Okay. What are your initial thoughts on this, Kim? Are you okay dating someone who has a new daughter with their ex?
I don't know. I guess it's confusing to me why you were even dating in the first place during this time. Instead of focusing on this, it feels like you took on a lot of trying to start this something with me and then also navigating new parenthood with your ex.
I think if I hadn't done that, we wouldn't be where we are now, you and I.
Right.
Hmm.
That's true.
Yes. All right.
Okay. So you're sure, Greg, that things are really over between you and the ex?
Oh my God, we are so done.
Okay.
Yeah, we just weren't right for each other. So, like, we're raising a kid together, but that's it. We're not getting back together.
All right. Is she nice?
Oh, is she nice?
Yeah, she's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I guess, I mean, that's a fair question. She's obviously going to be in your life. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you have a daughter now. Well, Kim, you wanted to know what happened. Now you do. You don't have to make any decisions right now. This is a big one. So we
don't
want to
put you on the spot. Yep.
Put you on the spot. You guys have each other's information, and now that you've cleared the air a little bit, you can decide what you want to do from here. But we appreciate you coming on, Greg, and being forthcoming. And Kim, good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, take care, you guys.
Who needs the drama of The Bachelor when you have Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz? What happened on Star 102.5?